Jesus tells us that our relationship with God is priority number one for believers. Our relationship with God is the most important relationship that we'll have. It's our top priority. Jesus tells us that our relationship with people, however, is equally important.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Jay Tyler from Holt Assembly of God, and I want to welcome you to this broadcast of Life in the Spirit. Here in just a moment, you'll be hearing an encouraging word that I recently shared with our congregation at Holt Assembly of God. Today's message is entitled, No Regrets. I believe it's God's desire for you that you should have no regrets. In this message, I want you to consider your relationship with God, and secondly, that you would consider your relationships with all people. Jesus tells us the law and the prophets hang on these commands, to love God with all your heart and life, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Join me now, and I hope that you are challenged, encouraged, and blessed as you hear the Word of God shared in this message. Today's message is part one of No Regrets.
All right, if you have your Bible, turn to Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 through 40. Matthew 22, 36, 40. The message I'm sharing with you this morning, I've entitled No Regrets. Again, I want to thank all you moms that are here this morning. I know it's a day we set aside for moms, and we honor you. I'll just say this is a little strange because this is my first Mother's Day without my mom. I should have warned Dad if I was going to do this, but anyways, can you just throw that picture up? Because we do the pictures afterwards. You know, it's hard to believe last year we were standing there together. She's been gone 6 months, almost 7 months. And when I think of that, I thought, man, time has really is just passing and it's going quickly. I think we had some beach photos. She's kind of in the background, but I believe that's my last picture I got to take with her. And it was on Mother's Day last year. I never would have thought last year at this time she would not be with us, but obviously she's not. But listen, I know this, she's in good hands. The reason I wanted to mention this was for this reason. I want to use this as an illustration for just a moment, and I'm sure my mom would be just fine with me kind of capitalizing on this. And I'm going to say this up front. I'm not ever going to claim that I was the best son in the world, and I'm never going to say that my mom was the best mother in the world. So with that aside, that's not going to be what I'm going to try to convey here in this message. However, I will say this. Concerning our relationship, her being my mother and me being her son, I have no regrets. No regrets with my mom. My wife and I were talking about this the other day. I miss her, but I don't regret spending enough time with her. Do you understand what I'm saying? I miss her, but I don't have any regrets spending enough time with her. And when she went home to be with the Lord, I have no regrets because we didn't have any unresolved matters. How many of you know that's very important? Sometimes that occurs where death occurs and we have unresolved matters. For us that are left, it's very troubling. When she went on to be with the Lord, we had no unresolved matters. We had no ongoing tension. There was nothing to be resolved. That makes all the difference when loved ones depart from this life and there's no ongoing tension. There's nothing left undone. Since today is Mother's Day, I want to challenge everyone with this question. And starting with, since we're dealing with mothers here today, starting with your relationship with your mother and every other human relationship that branches out from that, would there be any regrets if you or that other person were to leave this earth today? Would there be any regrets between you or any other person on this planet if they left this earth today? If you were to never see someone again who maybe you have some issues with, would there be any regrets in that human relationship? Jesus said that we would be known by our love for one another. That's how people would know we are Christians, because of our love for one another. This is the most basic components of the Christian faith, our love for one another. When you read the Gospel of John and when you read John's letters, John, who was probably one of the closest disciples to Jesus, the one who laid his head against the breast of Christ, he had the heartbeat of Christ. I really believe that. He understood what love was. He understood how important love was to the Christian faith. Sometimes we are very neglectful in this area of love, speaking about love and how important, how significant it is to the Christian faith and how that relates to us in relationship with one another. So let's look at Matthew 22, 36. Let's get a little bit more perspective on this subject. Matthew 22, 36, teacher, and Jesus is being asked a question here. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? Which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, you shall. Those are important words. You shall. Not you might. You might think about it. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your strength, and with all your mind. Verse 38, this is the first and great commandment. Look at this, verse 39. And the second is like it. Pay attention to that. The second is like what? It's like the first. The second is like the first. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Verse 40, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Jesus tells us that our relationship with God is priority number one for believers. Our relationship with God is the most important relationship that we'll have. It's our top priority. Jesus tells us that our relationship with people, however, is equally important. If we read Luke's gospel account about the Good Samaritan, we'll see that our neighbor is not necessarily someone living in close proximity to us. Our neighbor is anyone we may encounter in everyday life. On these two relationships, I believe it's our relationship with our Heavenly Father that is the easiest to discern and the easiest to ensure that it's ready for eternity. I'm going to say that again, and listen to me carefully, because we're going to deal with two relationships here this morning, our relationship with God and our relationship with other people. Of the two, our relationship with God is the easiest to discern and ensure that it is ready for eternity. What separates us from God? What separates us from God? This has been a continual theme. I don't know why it has been in my messages, but Isaiah 59, 2. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. It's very easy for us to understand that our sins separate us from God. As believers, as Christians, we get that. It's an understood. The separation that existed between us and God was because of sin. Our sin separates us from God relationally, and as a result, though, if we are not reconciled to God, we will perish eternally. Hebrews 9:27, as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. I know some of you already look at me and say, boy, this is not a Mother's Day message. And the answer is no, it's not, but yes, it is. Trust me. How do we define that word regrets? Because here's the thing that we should run into is this. If we're not reconciled with God through Jesus, we'll stand before God in judgment, and there will be no mercy. There will only be regrets. There will only be regrets. So how do we define that word regret? The number one use of regret is to be sorry about, to feel contrite, to feel remorse, to feel repentant. Number two is the one I really want you to focus on here, to mourn, to grieve over and over, to weep over, to lament, to sorry for. Listen, God wants us to leave this life with no regrets. With no regrets. I'm not talking about regrets like this. Well, I'm on my deathbed and I never got to go to Hawaii. That's not the regret I'm talking about. Or I'm getting too old, I can't climb Mount Everest. That's not the kind of regret I'm talking about. I'm talking about the kind of regret that will last into eternity. God does not want us to step into eternity without any regrets. When you look at Luke chapter 13, verse 28, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when we see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God and yourselves thrust out. Weeping and gnashing of teeth. Speaks of grief, doesn't it? It speaks of mourning. The people in eternity without Jesus are mourning and grieving and lamenting. Listen, regrets, hear me please. Life is so precious here on earth, and it's very short. Eternity will be filled with regrets. Eternity will be filled with regrets. When we think about hell, we think about our separation from God. We think about the flames. However, we overlook this most important point, and it's this, that in eternity, we'll deal with all the could-haves, the should-haves, and the would-haves. I don't know about you. I don't want to enter into eternity with all the could-haves, the should-haves, and the would-haves. Those are the reasons for weeping and gnashing of teeth. With that said, I got good news for you. God has given us the opportunity to experience his grace and his mercy and restoration. And none of us should perish, and none of us should ever carry any kind of regret into eternity. That's his hope, that's his desire, that's his plan. That's why I said this is the easiest relationship to repair, our relationship with God. Why is that? Because Jesus has already done all the work. We just have to, A, come into agreement with him and live by faith. The most important relationship we have to consider this morning is our relationship with God. Are you born again? And again, I'm not asking you if you know about Jesus. I'm not asking you if you believe in Jesus. I'm asking you if you are born again. Well, how do I know if I'm born again? Listen, if I have to tell you how you know to be born again, then you've already got a problem. You'll know that you know when you're born again. I'm asking you, have you been born of the Spirit? Did something change in you when the Spirit of God came inside of you? Did He change your life? When we experience new birth, we are restored to relationship with God. I want you to just concentrate on that for a moment. When we are born again, our relationship is restored to God. John 1:12, but as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become what? Children of God. Children of God. Our relationship with God is the most important relationship to consider this morning. But again, it's the easiest. Why? Because Jesus has done all the work already. Now, with that said, I believe we underestimate the eternal impact that human relationships have upon our lives as believers. Our relationships seem to be more difficult to discern and ensure that are ready for eternity. Our human relationships are our biggest stumbling block, I believe, for most people. I ask you this question: what separates us from God? What was the answer? Sin. What separates human beings from each other? Sin, obviously, but even more specifically, painful experiences, emotional experiences, painful physical experiences, betrayals, misunderstandings that fester out of control, evil events. Sometimes it's just pure stupidity. Sometimes it's just pure ignorance. How many of you have ever been involved in a relationship, whether it's family or friends, that there has been division, there's been separation because it was just pure ignorance and pure stupidity? It happens. And you think it's high school stuff, but it doesn't get any better as you get older. Sometimes just pure stupidity and ignorance separates ourselves from other human beings. It affects our human relationships, and that can follow us into eternity. Did you hear what I said? They can follow us into eternity. Can a damaged human relationship hinder us from entering the kingdom of God? 100% yes. 100% yes. Hurting someone or being hurt by someone can be painful. I'm sure most of us have experienced that on some level. And as a result, we can very painfully hurt to where we are offended and unforgiveness can set in. You say, well, wait a second, preacher. I've said the sinner's prayer. I've walked an aisle. I've came to the altar. I've given my life to Jesus. Are you telling me that a damaged human relationship can hinder me from entering eternity? I'm not telling you that. Jesus is telling you that. And here's why. If you look at Matthew 6:2, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. One is based upon another. Jesus taught in illustrations throughout the New Testament in parables, this illustration of mercy and forgiveness numerous times. Look at what Jesus says at the end of the Lord's Prayer. At the very end of the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6:14-15. Look very carefully at some of these words. For if, everyone say if. If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. I know there are Christians in our community who have a differing view on this subject.
I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this broadcast of Life in the Spirit. I hope the Holy Spirit has challenged you to examine your relationship with God and to examine your relationship with others so that you experience no regrets. If you're not attending a house of worship and you are looking for a church home, I want to invite you to come and worship with us Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. or join us on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for our family night. Holt Assembly of God is located at 540 3rd Avenue in Holt, Florida. Our phone number is 850-537-8351, or you can find us on Facebook or Instagram. Until our next broadcast of Life in the Spirit, may God bless you as you serve the Lord Jesus with a grateful heart.